finding solace to allow that peace, that love, that joy to wash over me, us. Thank you, Gwen and Paul, for the beautiful music today. Yeah. And your earlier song where it took some time to get in touch with my soul makes me want to do that right now. And imagine a world where unity is shared, diversity is respected, boundaries are beneficial, education is expansive, and medicine is blended between allopathic and integrative approaches. In a world of divisiveness, I am committed to peace, widening pathways to harmony individually and collectively. So, yay, I get to start using this. Whoops. There we go. Oh, 2 decades ago, the Las Vegas Sun newspaper called me a portable peacemaker because I chose to work with a lot of at-risk teens in the trenches of Las Vegas. Learned a lot from them. And 1 decade before that, I moved from Alaska to Las Vegas, and I met Dennis Burkhart 34 years ago. And Valentine's Day was our anniversary when he proposed to get married, so it happened pretty quickly. What happened was we attended a retreat, a church retreat, and in this retreat that was over Martin Luther King weekend, we were in the middle of a war back in 1991, and I was moved to do something peace-related. And so Dennis immediately supported me with weekly peace concerts that we did at the church. And I chose to go out into the desert with my violin and my 4-year-old carrying a big earth ball. And we found ourselves on this hill. This is what Las Vegas looked like 34 years ago. Right now, I'd be standing in somebody's swimming pool. But the National Guard Armory is still there with tanks at my feet. So it happened, as I went out there every morning, I had people across the country joining me in prayer for peace to end Desert Storm. And every Sunday, Dennis would bring in this mega TV connected to a video thing so we could play music and just focus on peace on a Sunday evening when we knew that on the opposite side of the world they would be in prayer and we could activate maybe some synergy there. Unbeknownst to me, when I declared on this day, Sunday, 34 years ago, February 24th, today's the 23rd, February 24th, I was moved to say, this is our final concert, because I had committed to do these peace concerts until we had a ceasefire. I found military reports on the National Desert Storm War Memorial website, and this is what happened on this day, 34 years ago. General Schwarzkopf hailed the first day of Allied ground offensive as a dramatic success, sending more than 300 helicopters into Iraq as the largest assault at that time in military history, 34 years ago today. 3 days later, President Bush announced ceasefire. The war stopped 4 days after our final peace concert. We can make a difference. So music can divide or unify and heal. Prayer can be inconsistent or bring comfort and strength. Both music and prayer have diversity at their core that make them appealing to many people. So today I intend to share how this diversity can breed support and unity with prescriptive applications. Music's prescriptive applications are intentional with educated purpose. Prayer's prescriptive application has been referenced by one blogger as a prayer warrior in action, for instance, supporting someone's cancer journey. So let's start near the beginning. I have this vivid memory of being in the Methodist church in Sunday school and my teacher telling me that I needed to draw a picture of God. And this is what I drew. I remember it vividly. So if you can't tell, it's like a cloud. And in the border of the cloud is an eye and an ear and an eye and an ear and an eye and an ear and an eye and an ear all around. When the teacher came to me and was looking at my picture and I saw her kind of raise her eyebrows and looked at the one nearby to me, I went, huh? Looked over and went, oh, because the other picture is somewhat similar to what the other student was drawing about their concept of what God is. So then I really got interested in, maybe there's some research, you know, about children drawing God. And I found it. So who is God? There are actually 12 books now that are part of a series called The New Approaches in the Scientific Study of Religion. And in volume 12, the last one in 2023, by the way, this came out in Switzerland, which I have some close heart to because I lived over there for a while. Chapter 10 is the emotional expression in children's drawings of God. So there were 500 drawings that children did between the age of 6 and 16, and they were simply asked to draw God. So researchers then derived some narrative themes consistent with psychological experimental literature. So we're going to look at what those themes are. So these are some 7 messages or narrative themes that they came up with. God is sovereign and ineffable. God the creator. God is love, peace, watching over us. That's probably what my drawing was about. God is angry and punishing. Jesus' crucifixion and or sacrifice. God is our friend, our guide, and heaven and hell. So these were the messages that they derived from these 500 drawings. So I'm going to show you some of the pictures that connect to these messages. So as you look at the pictures, I want you to notice, would that have been my 10-year-old self? Which one do I connect to? So we'll see 4 of these pictures. Heaven and hell, creator, love, peace, watching over us, sovereign, ineffable. Or angry and punishing, friend or guide, and crucifixion and sacrifice. So as you consider these drawings, where are you? And what I've learned in my clinical work over the decades, recently working with more than 11,000 clients in residential addiction treatment centers in Las Vegas, I've come to realize how childhood perceptions about how we connect with ourselves, our spirit, soul, God, that whatever word you feel comfortable describing that invisible power may have created peace or internal conflict, particularly when there is experience of abuse or neglect. I discovered how trauma may connect to early religious life that grew their desire to numb emotions they don't want to experience with substance abuse. So for instance, this perception of an angry, punishing God could result in anger and punishment with self-directed behavior. Consider what your childhood drawing of God might have been and how that has guided your experience of God since then. Oh, for my clients, in order to mitigate unsettledness, I constantly facilitated the integrative medicine approach of music therapy with prescriptive applications that make music work like medicine, where the use of medication may be influenced as well as emotion regulation that builds empathy and strengthens peace, which may result in unifying people. Based upon my music therapy training with decades of clinical experience, I created the Music for Life Music Medicine Protocol out of all of these client experiences that prescribes playlists to honor all emotions as a biological part of us, accessing all genres. So what you might think of as healing music might be in any one of those genres. And we have a three-step process. So the first one is identifying the correct music. What is the correct music for me? Could be anything from any genre. It's very individualized. And the next thing is finding the right moment. Well, the right moment is right now. You have to be so aware of what your emotional state is and how to connect the music, the correct music, with that right moment is the challenge. And then the third step is in the best sequence. There's actually a mood sequence formula that is based on neuroscience, and we've discovered significant healing possibilities when you do a mood sequence of formula with the correct music at the right moment. So there's a free app for this. You can access an emotional profile quiz, education, resources, and do-it-yourself tools to regulate emotions, build empathy, and support greater peace. My book details dozens of case stories about prescriptive music applications, as well as me taking a deep breath and detailing personal trauma about how to thrive through cancer, harassment as a show violinist in Las Vegas, three divorces, raising a blended family, surviving airplane mishaps. I'm looking at my dad right now. By the way, this is my dad and my mother and my sister. Private pilot in Alaska for decades with thousands of hours flying in the bush. So yeah, opportunities for airplane mishaps. Living outside the USA in Switzerland, growing several businesses, and now adopting our newborn granddaughter, which keeps us young. So, the power of music prescriptions to alleviate past trauma offers a success formula utilizing specialized playlists that you create from expanded knowledge about what is healing music for you. Johann Sebastian Bach, one of my favorite pieces of music to play, says that when the notes are played as written, it is God who makes the music. And I honor that every time I pick up the violin. So I'm going to share with you a dramatic healing story. All right, be prepared, Mom and Dad. That combines prescriptive music with prayer. So one day, we traveled to another state. So my mother and father were with me. We were traveling for a memorial service. So I had music therapy tools with me, which was the violin, a Bose speaker, sheet music, to be able to support this memorial service. And the very next day, we found ourselves in a new home that immediately became the hospital ICU. This is the actual picture. It was wonderful that they had that curtain in there of the Colorado Mountains. It really helped. So what was happening was that my father's lungs were failing. And I recently looked at two videos, one that I took at 12:30 in the afternoon, and the next one that I took at 1:43 in the afternoon, and there were dramatic differences. So what happened was that he went from us deciding that we would not have him intubated because that would not allow him to have control over his life. So the medical team within 12 hours was saying, all right, then we'll just make him comfortable. So I noticed that he was struggling to breathe. And I have to let you know that my father started me on the violin. My violin teacher my conductor in the Anchorage Youth Symphony that he founded in Alaska. So we had a lot of connection. And so I got the violin because I wanted him to not be struggling with his breathing. So I played two songs, musical selections. Music selections, they're not songs. no lyric. So as I was playing this music for him, he was completely unresponsive. I was watching his monitors to see how it was affecting his physiology. As the last note died out, the medic stepped forward and said, "We all need to gather around his bed now. He's about ready to take his last breath." And this voice erupted out of me. Sorry, Dad, I was screaming at you. I said, "No more soothing music for you. We have to get some energizing stuff going on here." So I immediately whipped out my portable command center on my cell phone, pushed play on a chamber symphony that filled the ICU room with the Bach double violin concerto played by a chamber symphony. So I had the Bose speaker at his feet. I laid out the music real quick at his feet, grabbed the violin, and started wailing on the first movement of the Bach double violin concerto. I'm watching his vital signs in him, not much improvement. Got to the second movement, it was soothing, so I skipped it. Went to the last movement, which was even more robust. And by the end of that movement, he was conducting me. And I actually had to make a joke out of it because I got to the last note, and here he is laying in this hospital bed, completely unresponsive, but his hands were like this. And I had to say, "Dad, seriously, you're not going to cut me off? Just let this note play forever." It was then that I noticed that the entire medical team had arrived. And as I looked over at them, they were stunned with their mouths wide open. They had never, ever seen anything like it. The doctor told me that it was scientifically unexplainable. So the two videos that I was talking about, the first one was seeing him noticeably struggling with breathing, and my mother had the phone up to his ear, and all our family was getting on, crying and saying their goodbyes to him. And then an hour and 15 minutes later, my sister, thank you, Nancy, for being here, all the way from Kentucky. Yay. My sister's on the phone talking to him, and he is actually trying to talk to her, and you can tell that his breathing is completely controlled, and it was amazing. So what worked for him may not work for you. This is so individual that it's important to know yourself so well that you know what to have in your portable command center in the moment that you need it, whether it's on the airplane, in an ICU unit, in a cabin on the lake, wherever. You've got music available to you. There was also lots of prayer going on at the time that this was happening. And I want to honor Unity's 5-step prayer process. That when we pray intentionally, it's amazing how we can open up our consciousness to shift because we're open and available to accept the good that is already present in our life. So the first step in this process is relaxation, focusing on your breath to deepen willingness of the truth that frees you from all concerns and opens your heart. The next step concentrates on the power of God as life, love, wisdom, an ever-present good by centering your thoughts on the ever-present energy of God in your life. Inhaling God is, and exhaling I am. The next step is meditation, allowing silent reflection, seeing the power of God as the same power within your divine potential, sharing attributes of God like love, strength, wisdom. And then realization knows that you have the power to be, to do, to have, to allow the good you desire, feeling that internal click as everything falls into place, knowing that all is well, regardless of outer circumstances. And finally, appreciation. It breeds gratitude for your growing spiritual awareness, feeling empowered to live fully now and into a fulfilling future. There's also another affirmative prayer called a spiritual mind treatment, which Ernest Holmes created in the 20s. I have 1920s, that is, not this decade, this century. I have studied his work for 35 years with the Science of Mind curriculum, and I call it a prescriptive prayer approach that details five steps in what I call a formula. It's tailored with the language that you choose. This prescriptive prayer approach honors all religions, all people. You choose the words that have meaning for you, and you insert them into this formula. So, this is the formula. You start off with recognizing that God is all there is. And omni is a Latin word that precedes four kinds of words that you could use here, of omnipresence, omnibenevolent, omnipotent, omniscience, meaning God is everywhere, all-loving, all-powerful, all-knowing. Once you're able to identify those qualities of God, you move into unifying yourself with those qualities that God is indwelling in your life, typically I am statements. I am loving. I am peace. And then you want to realize, what the heck am I worried about? And how can I reword it, identifying whatever the problem is differently, coming from a place of stating your desired reality. And then you give thanksgiving. You shift into giving thanks for this desired reality that blesses you abundantly. And then it's really crucial with this last step. You need to release it. You need to let go of all those concerns because God's got it, right? You're not perseverating, oh, is it going to happen? No, you have to trust, knowing that God is powerfully in charge, delivering what you accept in your life from a place of goodness. So you see this picture. I was motivated to create the picture, and then my 5-year-old daughter, Kaylin, was motivated to color it. I have the opportunity to teach this formula to her. So you'll see the words, the first step, God is, the second step, I am, the third step, I accept, the fourth step, thank you, and the last step, let go, let God, amen. As we all desire greater peace in our world, out of the mouth of babes, right? This is the art of a 13-year-old child who won the international competition for a peace poster. And she lives in Slovenia. She said that her art symbolizes the land that binds and unites us, that humanity is woven together. When one person lets go, others fall. That we are all interconnected with our planet and each other, yet often unaware of it. That the hands in this peace poster represent Earth's connection, emphasizing empathy, peace, and coexistence. Our stories intertwine as we hold on to one another for stability and growth. Anya urges us to care for both our planet and each other. I urge us to foster peace through spiritual deepening with personalized practice of prescriptive music and prayer. Let's deepen our spirit prescriptively to connect more easily with patterns of peace that unify. So let's pray. It is in this sacred space that God exists. God, the all-knowing presence, rises up from the core of the earth to the infinite heavens, supporting, growing, creating everything. God is the one source, the source that fills all creation with order and balance. Every moment is a God moment that flows easily with harmony, filling all spots, all cells, all spaces with vibrant caring and compassion. God indwells within each heart, moving in perfect synchronicity through all life, with abundant resources expressing the divine. This divine intelligence knows every way to express well-being in God. Always and forever, God is the creator, knowing all, seeing all, feeling all, being all, manifesting wholeness that births greater love, peace, and joy. I know that God is alive and resonating pure love and compassion deep within me, this pure essence of spirit. As I know this to be the truth for me, I know this is the truth about every person present in this room and online. Pure love bubbles up from every cell in our collective being, magnifying truth that exposes peace from all directions. We are one with spirit, as I know the truth of our being vibrates in perfect synchronicity with God's plan. We are one with God, perfectly united within vast resources of life, moving easily from one moment to the next in God. Abundant resources cascade through me and every person present here, surrounding and embedding within each and every one of us boundless enthusiasm to thrive together with newfound allegiances, perfectly orchestrated with awe as peace prevails. I take time right now to touch my soul, to let it bathe in love and joy, to discover new ways to connect deeply, to join forces for good, to express prosperous life with all needs and desires fulfilled and exceeded. As each and every one of us benefit the world surrounding us, may blessings vibrate through each and every being with God's illuminating holy presence. Imagine our world now with all people activating peace that strengthens resolve to unify and fortify efforts based in love. Our collective actions initiate harmony beyond our wildest imagination to live peacefully on earth. I see clearly now all blessings as we together give thanks for life that showers each and every one of us with God's loving, abundant support. I accept God's good unfolding within each of our lives with endless gratitude for all actions that birth more caring and strengthening peace-filled solutions. I release all concerns into God's law, knowing that this truth is activated in the mind of God, in Christ's consciousness, from every impress of thought, feeling, and word, constantly showing up as good in our world of peaceful unity. And so it is. Amen. Namaste.
sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, bright sunshine.